This was the week of the flip-flop for President Donald Trump. He changed his mind on China, which he now says is not a currency manipulator, on NATO, which he now says is no longer obsolete, on the Import-Export Bank, which he now says is maybe necessary and useful, and more.
So lots to talk about with Domenico Montanaro, NPR Politics editor. Hi, Domenico.
Hi there.
And we heard a lot from President Trump in three interviews this week, not just in tweets. And a lot of what we heard directly contradicted months of his own rhetoric on major issues. I know you've just put out a blog post about that. We'll link to that at hereandnow.org. But what do you make of all the policy changes?
You know, it's one of those things. I think a lot of people, you've seen some of the headlines on this saying that Trump is moving more toward the mainstream, whether it comes to economic policy or foreign policy. Frankly, I would say don't bet on it. I think that there's clearly been a shift in the last few days, reversals from bright line statements that he'd made in the past. But I don't necessarily think that that means that there's some grand strategy to now move in a different direction. I think this is just a president who sometimes goes by his instinctual whims. He sees what feels right. He, goes with the latest conversation that he'd been party to or privy to. So we'll see what this means going forward for the next, however many days. Because I think what is today is not necessarily going to be so tomorrow with this White House.
Well, Domenico, what about the shifts that maybe we're seeing within Trump's administration itself? I mean, Chief Strategist Steve Bannon maybe being sidelined in the White House, in part because he and Jared Kushner don't see eye to eye. I mean, the president told the New York Post that, "I like Steve, but you have to remember he was not involved in my campaign until very late. I'm my own strategist."
Yep. And he said that a couple times this week. And apparently he's was kind of annoyed with the elevation of Steve Bannon to be this great manipulator, as you saw him on the cover of Time 2 months ago. Apparently, Trump is still smarting over seeing that. It's not maybe so coincidental, the fact that Jared Kushner, who had gotten back from a ski vacation with his wife Ivanka, Donald Trump's daughter, and suddenly, you saw the two of them start to gain traction again on the heels of that healthcare debacle. And now we're back to hearing Trump say that healthcare is going to come first. They need the money to get to tax reform. So you're seeing collaboration versus confrontation, and the president right now moving toward more of this New York wing within the White House. But like he says, he is his own strategist. I'm not one of these people who subscribes to the notion of the puppet strings, the puppet master pulling the strings of a politician being a strategist here or there. There are clearly people Trump listens to more often than not, but he's always the ultimate decider.
Well, let's talk about confrontation and what's going on in terms of his foreign policy shifts. Let's listen here to President Trump talking about Syria on the Fox Business Network.
Are we going to get involved with Syria? No. But if I see them using gas and using things that, even some of the worst tyrants in the world didn't use the kind of gases that they use. And some of the gases are unbelievably potent.
So, Domenico, when you take that together with the U.S. dropping the largest non-nuclear bomb it's ever used in combat in Afghanistan on ISIS tunnels and the ratcheting up of rhetoric with North Korea, are people talking about a president who is moving into a war footing?
Well, the thing is with this, he has given the military a broad leash or a long leash to go and do what it wants. He's authorized them to work on these things. And I think he revealed himself a bit yesterday when he was asked about the, quote, mother of all bombs, this large bomb that the United States dropped in Afghanistan to get to these tunnels that apparently ISIS has been using in Afghanistan. He was asked directly if he had authorized them, and he was totally noncommittal on that, and was asked if this was sending a message to North Korea. And he said, "I don't know. I don't know if we're sending a message.
Right.
Doesn't matter one way or another." So I think this is a president who's taken a hands-off approach. And that line, by the way, we should note, sort of relates to this talking point that you saw Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, fumble when he talked about Hitler didn't even gas his own people or use chemical weapons. And when you heard Defense Secretary Mattis say that since World War II, chemical weapons hadn't been used on the battlefield, well, Spicer's the only one who referred to Hitler.
Well, Domenico, let me ask you about Russia. But first of all, let me play a piece of tape here. This is the president. He hosted NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the White House this week. And here's President Trump talking about Russia at that news conference.
It would be wonderful, as we were discussing just a little while ago, if NATO and our country could get along with Russia. Right now, we're not getting along with Russia at all. We may be at an all-time low in terms of relationship with Russia. This is built for a long period of time.
But Domenico, on the other hand, I see a tweet from the president just yesterday where he tweeted, things will work out fine between the USA and Russia. At the right time, everyone will come to their senses and there will be lasting peace. So what do you make of that?
Well, I think he wanted to tamp down this notion that he was suddenly saying that the U.S. was at a low point with Russia and that that this could create a new tension between the two countries. I think he was trying to take the air out of that a bit. But it is stunning. I mean, if you think about just 2 months ago, he was defending Vladimir Putin to Bill O'Reilly when Bill O'Reilly on Fox News, you know, pointed out to him that Vladimir Putin is a killer, or asserted that he was. And Trump said, well, what do you think? Our country's so innocent. Right. This is as president. So he went through the entire campaign apparently putting a lot of stock into the fact that he had the Miss Universe contest in Russia 3 years ago and said, look, we can get along with these people. We're going to get along great.
Domenico, in the minute we have left, I just want to ask you a little bit about domestic politics. There was a special election for a House seat in Kansas this week. The Republican won, but just barely, or at least a lot closer than expected. There's another one in Georgia next week. What does all this tell you about the state of politics in this country?
You know, after an election where after a presidential election, you often see the party in power kind of experience a bit of deflation where they don't have the kind of energy and enthusiasm at the polls that they had had previously because they kind of got it out of their system with the presidential election. Tuesday is going to be a key test for Democrats and that enthusiasm to see if they can keep it up and extend it into the midterms next year.
Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead political editor. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you.